Kringle Talks Christmas is a proud member of the Christmas Podcast Network. You can find all of our episodes on ChristmasPodcastNetwork.com and follow us on Twitter at Christmas Talks. That's KRISTMAS Talks. This is our new Christmas episode. Sit back, grab a hot drink, relax and enjoy.
Welcome to Kringle Talks Christmas.
Christmas markets. Now, I did an episode about this, episode 9 of season 1, where I spoke about different Christmas markets, ranging how they started, etc. But I want to talk specifically about UK Christmas markets. In fact, the top 10 voted top 10 UK Christmas markets, where they are located, what do they offer, and what you can expect for them. Let's go. Now, whilst over here in the UK, we don't get enough snow, especially in England. We might get it in Scotland and in some parts of Wales, but in England specifically, we don't get a lot of snow, especially around Christmas time. So that feeling of Christmas might not always be there. Yes, we do get it in terms of the atmosphere, the music, the lights, etc. But in terms of an actual Christmas market, yes, you can go abroad. Yes, you can go to Germany or France or Switzerland or Italy, and you can experience a true cold, snowy Christmas market. However, like I said before, we do have Christmas markets over here in the UK, and we're going to rank them. I'm going to rank them anyway, from 10 down to 1. 10 being the most famous one that I can think of, especially over in terms of monetization, and that being the London one. Now, the UK Christmas market, Hyde Park Winter Wonderland, will be returning to London 2023 in November. 6 exciting weeks of winter festivities, and it comes with free admission. Now, I know what you're thinking, a Christmas market should be free anyway. However, we know what it is like with monetization and the greed and stuff of money that UK London Winter Hyde Park, Winter Wonderland in Hyde Park, in recent years, especially during COVID and beyond now, has tended to charge people to enter. Now, that's because of numbers and overcrowding, etc. So they thought, you know what, we're going to charge people money, and that's a way of keeping the numbers down. It didn't quite work to that effect, because people still flooded out in droves and droves and droves, because, you know, we were kept indoors for a year and a half. So it's got even more entertainment than before it ever has, with more than 100 rides and attractions on site. There will be something for everyone. For those Christmas shoppers, like I said before, there will be the traditional German Christmas market with over 200 chalets. The Angels Christmas Market of London offers unusual handmade gifts and crafts, including ceramic, candle, jewellery, wooden toys and nativity scenes during and Christmas decorations. The opening dates for this will be from November 17th, 2023 till January 1st, 2024. This is still to be confirmed. Sometimes it does go over a few days or a week or whatnot, just to allow people to still enjoy that Christmas feeling, you know, long after Christmas essentially, quote unquote, has finished for the year. Number 9 on the list is the market in Glasgow in Scotland. Glasgow is the perfect place to visit Christmas this year. Stylish shopping, superb eating and drinking, and a jam-packed events programmed against the city centre backdrop of glittering festive lights. The much-loved Glasgow Christmas markets encompass a variety of colourful stalls, offering a selection of gifts, artisan products and global cuisine set in a festive village of rustic cabins and stalls. Whether you're shopping for a special gift or looking for a bite to eat, Glasgow's Christmas markets will sure be there to please. Now, this Christmas market will also be running from November 17th, 2023, and this is usually up until 7th of January 2024. You've got the Christmas Market Fair at George Square from the 1st of December till January 7th. And you've also got the Christmas Fair at St. Enoch Square, 18th of November to the 3rd of January. Number 8 on our list, and this one is in York in North England. Beautiful, beautiful part of the country. Soak up the medieval charm of York at Christmas. Scents of spiced mulled wine and delicious food fill the air, making a York Christmas the place to be this season. Don't miss York's popular festive market. It's back with more Christmassy fun than ever before. Take a leisurely stroll across St. Nicholas Fair and soak up the festive atmosphere as you discover fine Yorkshire produce from crafters and makers showcased at the Made in Yorkshire Yuletide Village. If you're looking for more traditional Christmas gifts, don't forget to wander amongst the many Alpine chalets on Parliament Street. Now, once again, this is also open mostly from November 17th up until 23rd of December, so 2 days before Christmas Day itself. Now, this is a great Christmas market, one I've visited before. The medieval town of York is a beautiful place to visit, one I would definitely recommend to go to. Now, number seven on our list is in Chester, which is also north of England. It's north around Liverpool area. Now, I'm going to Chester for my anniversary in August this year with my wife. Never been. Apparently, it's a very beautiful, quote-unquote, posh part of the UK, and I am very much looking forward to it. But back to the Christmas market, wrap up warm and enjoy a festive evening at Chester Christmas Market. If you're looking for something a bit less commercial and a bit more nostalgic, you are in for a truly magical time. There will be over 70 traditional wooden chalets wrapped around the iconic sparkling Christmas tree in the heart of the city centre. Pick up a delicious hot mulled wine and browse the unique locally produced treats and gifts with handmade crafts, jewellery, clothing, accessories, stocking fillers, local food, produce and more. Make sure to enjoy a tasty hog roast bap and stop in the Real Ale Bar for a festive cocktail or a pint of regional cask ale before you leave. Chester Christmas Market is open 7 days a week and is located in the city's beautiful Town Hall Square, opposite Chester Cathedral. Now, if you're like me and you don't eat pork, you don't eat hog roast, then you can also sample many, many vegan equivalents and other different produce as well. Now, once again, like most of the theme this year, the opening times are from November 17th until the 21st of December. A lot of Christmas markets across the country do tend to close before Christmas, obviously allowing parents and children time to relax before the big day, and allowing market stallers to then, you know, put away stuff and pack away stuff so they can go enjoy their own Christmas. Now, on to number six, and number six is in Birmingham, in England. Is in the west side, west country, west midlands of the UK, of England. Now, Birmingham does have the largest authentic German market in Europe outside of Germany and Austria, with 5.5 million visitors in 2019, consisting of the Birmingham Frankfurt Christmas Market and the Craft Market. The market has grown from just 24 stalls in 2001 to 180 stalls this year, covering New Street, Victoria Square and Centenary Square. The Frankfurt Market offers a wide range of products, including Christmas decorations, handcrafted jewellery, carved wooden toys, sausages, beer and pretzels, while Christmas Craft Market will offer handmade crafts, soap and candles by local artisans, as well as a wide range of unique and quirky items imported from around the world. Additionally, visitors can enjoy the popular ice rink and big wheel. Now, this Christmas market does get a 2 week early head start on most of the rest of Christmas markets. This does open from the 3rd of November all the way up until the 23rd of December, so you can enjoy a good many weeks of this. And again, once again, being it the biggest one outside of Germany and Austria, you can see why it does open a few weeks earlier. On to number five, and this is in Nottingham. This is sort of up in the northern region in the East Midlands. The Christmas market returns to Nottingham with the largest event in the East Midlands. Best of all entry to Nottingham Winter Wonderland is that it will be free, similarly to London Winter Wonderland, featuring your favourite rides, bars and shopping spots from previous years. This is the perfect place to soak up the Christmas spirit. While away the hours browsing over 70 traditional Bavarian style stalls, searching for the perfect gift, as well as sampling the delicious handmade and artisan cheeses, chutneys and chocolates on offer. This year's Christmas market has been expanded with something for everyone, including plants, mead, jewellery, scents, fashion, retro style, eco art, Lego art, fair trade, continental food, local handmade stew and home accessories to offer the discerning visitors. Now, this Christmas market does open from the 15th of November to the 31st of December. So again, you do get a full 6 weeks worth of Christmas markets. And being that it is the biggest one in the East Midlands, you know, you will be enjoying such a fantastic Christmas market. Like I said before, you've got a Christmas market there for everybody. Now, moving on to number four, this one is in Manchester. So the other side of the Dales, you've got Lancashire and you've also got Yorkshire. Lancashire is the Manchester side, Yorkshire is the Yorkshire side, clearly. York is in Yorkshire, and if you are on the other side in Lancashire, this is the one for you. The original biggest and arguably the best Christmas market in the country, Manchester Christmas Markets is the ideal destination for a festive outing. Arriving in the city in 1999, the first Christmas market in the UK has grown every year since, now attracting more than 9 million visitors each year. Some 300 beautifully crafted stalls offering mouth-watering international foods, drinks and finely crafted Yuletide gifts in the heart of the buzzing city centre. Spread across 10 individual sites, each with distinctively own distinctive character, Manchester Christmas Markets has something to offer every festive visitor. This year, the market will also introduce a designated family site for the very first time, with fun rides and entertainment throughout the season, including LED light performers, magicians and street theatre, with spectacular views of the Manchester Cathedral and Natural National Football Museum. Now, this does open a little bit earlier again. This is open from the 11th of November till the 22nd of December. So once again, please do make sure you check before you travel. Check before you head up there if you are wishing to do that in the UK, or if you're coming over and visiting from Europe or even the United States and Canada, you know, make sure you come and visit any of the Christmas markets on offer. There's such a variety all over the country. Moving on to number three, and we have one of the most popular ones in the UK, and that is in the old historic town of Bath. Regularly voted amongst the most popular events in the UK, the 18-day Christmas shopping extravaganza is the biggest Christmas shopping event in the southwest and consists of more than 170 beautifully decorated wooden chalets in the heart of Bath's World Heritage Site. Now, for those of you who don't know what Bath is or where Bath is, it is, like we said, in the southwest. There is an old traditional spa town. It has got its own Bath Spa, which is a hotel with a rooftop spa. It's one of the most beautiful things. Back to Christmas markets. This year, there will be lots of new and exciting stallholders from across the southwest. In keeping with Bath Christmas traditions of being distinctively British, each chalet will be selling a variety of high-quality artisan products. Over 70% of stallholders and businesses from Bath and from the surrounding region, and 60% of goods available at the market are handmade in the UK. The Bath Christmas Market has a romantic atmosphere and attracts thousands of visitors from across the UK. Set in the picturesque streets surrounding Bath Abbey, there couldn't be a more perfect and magical setting for a Christmas market. The city also boasts a unique mix of independent designer boutiques and high street brands. Now, this market is the shortest one of all. This is open from the 24th of November until the 11th of December. Now, I made a dreaded mistake quite a few years back when I took my wife and my daughter up to Bath for Christmas market. We must have gone on, might have been the 12th or the 13th of December. We turned up, went for a walk around. I'm on Google Maps, I'm looking around going, you know, the market should be here. It's you know, it's here somewhere. You know, I stopped someone in the street. I said, excuse me, where's the Christmas markets? And I was told, oh, it's closed. They closed it a few days ago. It's only open for a couple of weeks. Couldn't believe it. It was it rained all day as well, so it was such a crazy day from start to finish. You know, the train ride from London to Bath is about a 2-hour train ride, but we did have a lovely time in Bath nonetheless, within the quintessential shops in and around Bath. It was a beautiful day that we enjoyed, if not going to the Christmas markets. Now, moving on to number two, and we have Winchester. Now, Winchester's Cathedral Christmas Market is one of the best in Europe, renowned for its bustling atmosphere and stunning location in the shadow of Winchester Cathedral. Inspired by traditional German Christmas markets, you'll be captivated by the sights, sounds and smells of the Christmas market, with tempting seasonal treats and delightful Christmas gifts. Discover 112 chalets filled with high quality exhibitors, handpicked for their unique and exclusive products. At the heart of the Christmas market, you'll find a spectacularly covered ice rink, the perfect winter playground. Entry to the Christmas market is free, with the ice rink tickets available in advance or on the day. The Christmas market is open from 10 a.m. until 6:30 p.m. Sunday to Wednesday, and until 8 p.m. Thursday to Saturday. Once again, this is open from the 17th of November to the 22nd of December. And one of the ones that I will definitely be visiting this year with my family. I've never visited Winchester before, but with the ice rink specifically, this does sound very appealing. And now we are going to be moving on to number one, the most popular voted UK Christmas market in the UK. And that is in Edinburgh, in Scotland. World-renowned Edinburgh's Christmas celebrations spread the festive cheer across the Scottish capital. From mulled wine, iron brew, to vegan pigs in blankets, from Harry Potter-themed gifts to local handmade produce, the stunning Christmas markets in East Prince's Street Gardens offers treats for all. Santaland returns to East Prince's Street Gardens with rides for people of all ages to enjoy, while Santa's Grotto once again takes residence on Castle Street. Reimagined Light Night will be open in Edinburgh's Christmas with an event spectacular on the Royal Mile on Sunday, and brand new Community Christmas will be spreading festive cheer across 12 locations in the capital with special projections and performances bringing local talent together. Now this one opens from the 24th of November to January 1st, 2024. And if you are visiting Edinburgh this year and you are visiting the UK and you are planning to visit Scotland, please do go and visit Edinburgh. Edinburgh is a very beautiful old historical city, which also does boast a Christmas shop all year round anyway, which when I visited last summer, it was incredible and we loved every moment of it. It's called the Nutcracker Christmas Shop and it is open all year round. And there's also another one called Ye Olde Christmas Shop. Now these are, like I said, open all year round for normal festive Christmas shopping. So if you are in a festive mood in Edinburgh, in the beautiful old historical part of the world, please do go visit those shops. They are beautiful shops, they are great shops, and they do just give you a small nostalgic feeling throughout the year if you're visiting in the summer or the winter or in the spring or whenever you're going to visit. Now that does bring an end to this episode on UK Christmas markets. Like I said, check out episode 9 of season 1 to discover the history of Christmas markets if you haven't already. If you got to the start of this podcast, you thought, what is a Christmas market? I don't know what these things are. Go back. Season 1, episode 9, I talk all throughout the historics of the Christmas market. Then jump back into this one if you are visiting the UK, if you are in the UK and you're trying to look for a Christmas market to go to. I have it all here for you. Guys, as always, you can follow me on Twitter at Christmas Talks. It's KRISTMAS Talks. I'm also on the Christmas Podcast Network, the best in Christmas podcasts from all around the world and me. And until next time, guys, happy Christmas market hunting. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.